fraternity boys to come up and to say his thing on the mic. And by the time he got there, he forgot why he was against it, and his friends started booing him.
It really was a political awakening, because there was a political issue here, and we were all part of this. We weren't observing it on television. We were actually part of deciding what would happen, as was the university administration. No one from the university administration came to speak. No one came to present any reasoned point of view about why the arrest had occurred or why the rules restricting political speech were justifiable. Nothing.
I ended up sitting in that police car for 32 hours, and at the maximum time, there were as many as 6,000 people sitting down around the police car. At various points when the police were arrests were threatened, people didn't run away. More people came and sat down, and people were trying to avoid it, felt they had to sit down. People were saying, join us, join us. Mario and a delegation is often negotiating with the administration, and right at the final minute, they arrive, and a settlement has been reached.
May I please have that decision?
What's the word now, Doctor?
Well, there's been an agreement signed.
An agreement signed?
Yes, by the student groups and by me as president of the university, which has several points to it. The first point is that the student demonstrators shall desist from their illegal actions protesting university regulations. We've also agreed to set up a committee to examine the rules.
The remarkable thing about this entire situation is that there's been a coalition that I think is completely unusual in politics. There's been a coalition from Youth for Goldwater all the way over from the Young Socialist Alliance. And usually these two groups don't even speak together, let alone sit in the same table and work out general policies and platforms. And I think that this, I'm proud to say that American students are united on one issue, and that's the First Amendment privileges of freedom of speech, to allow the right to advocate and discuss at any time, at any place, as long as it doesn't disturb classes and interfere with traffic.
Our meetings lasted 10, 12, 15, 18 hours. People slept at different times during some of them and came back because we had two goals: to figure out what to do and to try to keep this enormous coalition together, understanding the power of all of these groups moving in the same direction around this issue.